1 Kings 19:4, when Elijah was very desperate, he wanted to hear the Lord came first, and earthquake came, and the Lord wasn't there, fire, and the Lord wasn't there, but in a still, small voice, and the Lord was in his voice. So the voice of the Lord is small, still voice. To hear him, you need to have clear up yourself. You need to tell him, I want to hear your voice. So to hear, he wants you to ask him to, that you want to hear. Another thing that, that he did, that he believed. And this is the main thing that we all know about Abraham, that he believed in God. And the word believe is a very big word, because Father said, Abraham has not any granted. The Lord asked him to leave what he has and go to Canaan. It's exactly like leave Sydney and go to Kenya. So the level of the civilization between where he used to live, first in Ur and then in Haran and then to Canaan, this is the difference in the civilization. It was a civilized place with buildings and all this luxury, and he went to live in a tent. It's not in the land. And he told him that I will give you all these lands to your descendants. He has no son at that time. He has no descendants, but he said, I will give you all these lands. And at the same time, in the first chapter, we see that the Lord telling him that when you go there, and the Canaanites were then in the land. So he went to that land that the Lord would offer him, and he got people living in this land. So imagine that the Lord offering him something that others are living in it, and it's like a desert or a very nice place. And this is what the Lord, this is our difficulty with living with the Lord. It's not granted. What we see is very different than the promise. To go with the Lord on this way, and this is the faith. You believe in him now, and you believe with the end results that he's telling you. He's telling you now, you leave what you have, and the end results will be your descendant will have this land. What happened on the way, in the journey, that's not what you need to do. You need to leave. So Abraham, being a friend of the Lord, he trusted. He trusted how to live with him. So if you want to be a friend of God like Abraham, you need to leave. You need to believe in him. You need to listen to his voice. And you need to see. Abraham went, whenever he go to any place, in the first chapter, let's go on verse 7, he said, and then Abraham built an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. The first is the Lord asked him to leave, and then he appeared to him. And as Abuna was saying yesterday, seeing him, we all are called to see him. In a stage in our life, we see him. Maybe we see him in different ways, but we definitely will see him. But to see him, some Augustine saying, if you obey the Lord in his commandments, you definitely will see without negotiations, without playing around it. Just believe in him and do what he wants you to do, you definitely will see him. And the altar is a place that wherever he goes, he builds an altar. Wherever he goes, he builds an altar. Why that happens? That happens because he believed that in the altar we see the Lord. To be the friend of the Lord, you have to be close to the altar. You are close to the altar, you are the friend of the Lord. I cannot explain exactly how that will happen, but you have to practice it. You know, Abraham, he didn't become Abraham the friend of the Lord from the first moment. Even after he did all this and the big obedience he has, the Lord gave him, he put him in two exams. Many tests he had, but I mentioned only two today. The first one is mentioned very early in his life in chapter 12 as well. So a famine happened in the land. The famine that happened, as Moses is writing the Genesis, he didn't say that he became hungry, he didn't have anything to eat. But he said that famine happened in the land, and he mentioned again that the famine was very hard. But he himself was right, because he was very rich at that time. But he gets scared. He gets scared of the famine, and he decided to go to Egypt. And geographically, he went down, but spiritually as well, we you understand that from the Bible, when he went down, his spiritually went down. Because he's scared, he didn't believe. Not didn't believe, but he forgot that the Lord is taking care of him. When he went to Egypt, many things happened to him. So he has to go up. Sarah, his wife, was nearly 70 years old at that time, but he said, the Egyptians will like you because you see beautiful. We say you are my sister. It's not logic what he's saying. But for him now, when you are scared, you're doing something. When you trust in him, you never scared. You know that he will take care of you. So he failed in this exam. But at that time, the Pharaoh's people saw Sarai. She was very nice. She was very beautiful. They took her to the house of Pharaoh. And at that time, the Lord did things to the house of Pharaoh, and they said something wrong in here. And the Lord appeared to her and said, don't touch her. She is the wife of the man that I take care of. He returned it back to you. Pharaoh returned Sarai back to you, and to her husband said, go away, we don't want you here anymore. He returned back to the altar. Chapter 13, when he started back, he said, when he went back on his journey from the house as far as Egypt to the place where he stand was at the beginning, and the place of the altar he made there at the beginning. In our life, even we thought sometimes we are right with the Lord. We obey him, we let the people, we hear him, and we speak to him, and we see him sometimes in the altar, sometimes we fall. That doesn't mean this is the end of the life. And everything easy, life in luxury. You may be very good with the Lord, but life is not going easier as you believe. It's not. What you need to do is just attach to the Lord. Attach to the Lord. As Abraham did. Even if he fooled once, he came back to the Lord. The second example is he was very, very successful in that with his nephew. So his nephew would, he was living with him, go to eat with him, return back with him. But at the same time, he started to have this fight between the shepherd of Abraham and the shepherd of Lee. And because Abraham won the peace, he said, look, we need to separate. So Luke lifted his eyes, and this is what the Bible says, lifted his eyes and looked around to choose a place away from the Lord. When he lifted his eyes, he looked at Sodom and Gomorrah and found it nice and lovely. And he said, I will take this place. Abraham didn't get upset because he took the right, the good one, and he left in the bad one, the desert. But he said, okay, we'll do that. And this is how he passed the exam. He passed the exam, and the Bible is saying, after that happened, straight away, so the God said to Abraham, after he was separated from him, lift your eyes to him. So he wanted, so Lot lifted his eyes to the worldly stuff, but the Lord lift Abraham's eyes now and look for the place where you are, north, wood, southward, eastward, and westward, for all the land you see I give to you, and you see it forever. When you pass the exam, the Lord give you all the blessings. So remember always, to be the friend of the Lord, that doesn't mean that you are like, you still have exams to do. But in the exam, if you speak to the Lord, you are not upset from closest friend of you that want to take the good things from you, but being more and more nice to them, more and more friends to them. Remember your friendship to the Lord, the Lord will give you all the blessing. At the end of the day, he returned back and he got another one. Because wherever he goes, another one, he sees the Lord. Even the word city means, I saw the Lord. The place that I saw the Lord in that. To quickly summarize that if you want to be the friend of the Lord, remember that you have to leave something you really want. Not because he wants to torture you, but because you want a space in the heart. The Lord is jealous. You don't want anything to compete in your heart. You want to have all your heart. And this will never happen in one step. So you've never leave your land, your family, and your house in one step. This may take years and years. You have to go and